It's time to Fade the Chalk.
Fade the Chalk.
Presented by the FTN Network, helping you win your fantasy leagues and dominate in DFS. And now, here are your hosts, Derek Brown and Adam Pfeiffer.
What's going on, everybody? Fade the Chalk back again with a reactionary episode here on a Friday. D-Bro out of town, so doing a quick solo podcast to react to the news we got this morning on Friday that Michael Thomas, who played, what, seven games last year with the ankle injuries, underwent surgery to repair ligaments in June, and this will keep him out to start the season, according to Ian Rappaport, and it sounds like he could miss multiple weeks, you know, maybe into November, maybe even October. So I just realized that I did the months backwards. October comes before November, but you understand what I mean. It's pretty massive here, and we'll talk about it. I mean, Michael Thomas, we already know that the Saints receiving room is probably the most shallow in the NFL, especially outside and after Michael Thomas. But now, I mean, say Michael Thomas misses 4, 5, 6 weeks. I mean, somebody's going to have to step up, and we'll talk about everything in the next, you know, 15 minutes or so. But I did do a quick reactionary article for FTN Fantasy if you want to go check that out. It's completely free to read. But yeah, let's get right into it. I mean, Thomas is somebody in fantasy now that, I mean, I updated my rankings. They're also up on the site, but he's outside my top 30 receivers. He's a player now that in drafts, like if you're in the double digit, you know, 8 or maybe even 8 to, like, you're not looking at Michael Thomas until at earliest the 8th round, and it's still risky then. Obviously, like, if your team is loaded, right, and you love where your, you know, running backs are at, and you're like, you have solid receivers, but you could take a shot on Michael Thomas, yeah, he could be really good when he's back, but we don't have any idea when that's going to be. All we know is he's definitely not going to play week one. But let's talk about what this does for the Saints offense. We still don't know who's going to start at quarterback. Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston. Obviously, Jameis had very, very, very limited pass attempts last year. So let's talk about Taysom. You look at our advanced passing numbers, and I wrote about this in my Michael Thomas and Keenan Allen ADP article, which obviously Keenan Allen is the receiver you draft now. But Taysom Hill last year, 63% of his pass attempts were thrown on the first read. It was a top 10 rate in the entire NFL. And D-Bro and I talked about this every single week for the DFS podcast last year. He dropped back. He looked to Michael Thomas. If Michael Thomas wasn't open, he ran. Or he checked it down to Kamara. That was the offense. And now they don't have that intermediate guy to get open like that. They're going to bring in a veteran. They already said they're looking at receivers right now. Golden Tate seems like a very, very, very logical player to bring in. And like, if that's the case, like if Golden Tate signs with the Saints, he's probably the top receiver you rank for this team for fantasy because, yes, Traquan Smith's going to get a bump in targets and stuff, but I don't think his role is going to change. He's still going to be the downfield passing option in this offense, and it's not like he's going to be a guy that's consistently getting 8 to 10 targets. That's not the player he is. So it's like, for me, I'm probably not even interested in Traquan Smith just because, assuming the ADP just skyrockets, I don't think he's that, you know, I don't think he gets the bump that everybody else might seem to think. So keep an eye on the veteran free agents, right? Golden Tate would make the most sense to me. He's obviously not Michael Thomas, but where he can operate in the field is very similar to where Michael Thomas operates. And they're going to need that with Taysom Hill, because look, if Taysom Hill's their quarterback, they're not going to be, and it's probably not going to be the case regardless in the Sean Payton offense. We know that, but they're not going to be throwing the ball down the field a whole lot. This is going to be the same. It's not, even though Drew Brees isn't there, it's going to be the intermediate passing game, the short passing game. And that's where Golden Tate can be really, really valuable for this team if he signs there. So, and you looked at it. I mean, Traquan's numbers without Thomas weren't, like, it was Emmanuel Sanders who was the guy in fantasy. And he's obviously in Buffalo. But, like, Tate can have that type of usage that Emmanuel Sanders saw last year without Michael Thomas in the lineup. So keep an eye on that. Alvin Kamara, though, obviously. Look, there were concerns about Kamara all offseason, right, without Breeze. His target share with Taysom Hill wasn't that good. But now, I mean, I just don't know how you don't force feed this guy the football. And no, he's not going to get 25 carries. Still, that's not what Sean Payton's done. It's not what he's going to do with Alvin Kamara. But what, like, he's, because you already know Alvin Kamara is going to catch, you know, 70 balls. And it's, I know it's been 80 every year. But I mean, now he is going to see 80 catches pretty much in his sleep. I don't know how he doesn't. And I think they're going to line him up in the slot more. I don't know why you wouldn't. Because Kamara is one of those players that he is not just a running back who can catch passes. He's a running back who can play wide receiver and catch passes. Like that's the type of receiving talent that Alvin Kamara is. So for me, I think we could see a lot more sets where Latavius is in the backfield and Kamara's lined up out wide or in the slot or moving around the formation. And like, again, like, I don't know how you don't with Michael Thomas. A lot of the Saints beat reporters are saying like he's pretty much guaranteed to come back some point in the middle of the season. Like, he's not going to be there. It's not going to be a situation where he misses like week one and two, and then is back week three. Like, that, the Saints have a week six bye, so it's like you think, okay, maybe week seven is when we see Michael Thomas make his debut, and it's a lot of time, obviously. So in that time period, I mean, Alvin Kamara last year averaged nearly 9 targets per game without Michael Thomas in the lineup. And yeah, I understand Drew Brees was under center for most of that time, and a lot of that time, and this target share was different. But again, I just look at what Taysom Hill did in terms of throwing to the first read. I don't know how your first read isn't Alvin Kamara now every time. So yeah, I still have Zeke as my 103. But especially in PPR leagues, you could easily make the case that Kamara should be the third player drafted in all leagues behind Dalvin Cook and Christian McCaffrey. It'd be a lot easier to try to project if we knew who was starting at quarterback for the Saints, too. Because Taysom's obviously going to have packages inside the 5-yard line, whether he's the starting quarterback or not. And if he is, like, we saw Sean Payton give him a ton of carries inside the 5-yard line last year. So that could hurt Kamara's upside, but then again, now with Michael Thomas out for, you know, a few weeks to start the season, the catches, although already solidified, if there was a concern about the catches coming down without Drew Brees, I don't even know if that's the case anymore now that he has to see targets in this offense, given how shallow they are at wide receiver. I like Deontay Harris a lot as a player. He could be interesting in deeper leagues, but again, like, they just don't have, like, Marquez Callaway is another name to keep an eye on, but they just don't have a guy on at receiver that's going to command 7 targets a game. And if, again, whoever the veteran they bring in has the best chance at receiver to get that. So I think keeping an eye on who they sign, assuming they do sign somebody, is really important here. Latavius Murray, I mean, maybe they just even run the football even more. He's already, you know, going to get flex-worthy volume, you know, 8 to 10 touches per game. So maybe he gets a slight bump as well if they just, you know, they still have a good offensive line. They can still run the football pretty well, I would say. And then Adam Trautman, a very popular kind of breakout sleeper tight end. I mean, this is only going to increase the hype, right? I mean, the Saints really like him. 6'5", 255, I mean, massive size, good athleticism for his size. He might be the red zone guy in this offense. I mean, Kamara's going to get his touchdowns. Latavius is going to get his, but like, We knew Michael Thomas was going to score touchdowns this year. Like, he didn't score any in the regular season last year. But looking across this team, like, Jared Cook's obviously gone. Who is the guy you throw the ball to in the red zone? Traquan's not that type of player. Golden Tate, again, if they bring him in, not that type of player. Deontay Harris, maybe you give him some, like, jet sweep kind of touch passes. But, like, they don't have a guy where it's like, you're in trouble, throw it up. And especially if Jameis is under center, we've seen Jameis rely on his tight ends a lot during his career. O.J. Howard, Cameron Brait. So Trautman becomes even more interesting. And the hype, I mean, he was a guy that's a lot of these underdog best ball drafts sneaking into like the top 12 at tight end in terms of drafts. And now, like, I don't see how that, you know, lowers. There's just no way. So another name to definitely keep an eye on. It's just going to be tough. Like, they have to bring somebody in because they don't have the depth at wide receiver. So I'm going to look at actually some free agent wide receivers right now on the fly, because there are some real, like, again, Golden Tate was the first person that stood out just because of like his, I think his immediate fit would make sense, right? I think he would be a really good fit for this offense. I'm trying to look at some receivers right now. So Golden Tate, DeeDee Westbrook, he hasn't played much because he tore his ACL last year. Still 27. He's a guy that you can put in the slot too. Once upon a time, he was really popular because of the Nick Foles slot tendency narrative, which, granted, I was partially on. But someone to keep an eye on if they want to go a little bit younger than Golden Tate. Obviously, he hasn't played with the ACL, but could fit that slot role and stuff like that. Like I mentioned, Golden Tate. Danny Amendola is out there, but would make more sense for him to go to Golden Tate. Des Bryant's a free agent. Tavon Austin. Golden Tate is clearly the guy that stands out. I feel like I'd be pretty surprised if they did sign a veteran wide receiver and it wasn't Golden Tate or DeeDee Westbrook. There's just not a lot there now. So definitely keep an eye on those. Like, I don't want to sound too reactionary, but like if they sign Golden Tate, you can make the case he should be like a top 40, 45 receiver. Just like if he was going to a team that had more solidified wide receivers on the depth chart, it'd be different. But like, we saw Emmanuel Sanders had some really productive weeks without Michael Thomas last year. So why can't Golden Tate have similar production? So again, check out FTN Fantasy. There's going to be a lot of rankings reactions from myself, Derek, Jeff Ratcliffe, Elliot Christ, Chris Meany, everybody that does rankings for the site. There's going to be a lot. It's going to be interesting to see where everybody kind of moves Michael Thomas. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, where they move Alvin Kamara and Adam Troutman and Tre'Quan Smith. And don't get me wrong, like, I'm not like going crazy over Tre'Quan Smith after this news, but you have to move him up, obviously. Like, you'd be kind of foolish to just say, okay, this doesn't really affect him, I'm not going to move him up, because it does. It absolutely does affect him. Kamara, like, I haven't decided. I think it's still really close because I'm also just super high on Ezekiel Elliott, but you want to use this as a tiebreaker, especially in PPR leagues, to say Kamara should be the 103. I mean, absolutely. I cannot fight you on that whatsoever. But there's obviously still questions with this offense, right? Who's going to start at quarterback? That's going to be, and Deeber and I did the NFC training camp storyline episode. And for me, probably the number one storyline for all fantasy football in training camp is the Saints quarterback. Because I think it changes how you view some of these players in this offense. And obviously, adding the fact that Michael Thomas will be out for anywhere between, what, 1 to 6, 7 weeks? You know, again, like I said, week 6 bye, week 7 makes the most sense as a possible return date for Michael Thomas. Definitely something to keep an eye on. But just wanted to get on the pod real quick. D-Bro's out of town. Wanted to make sure, especially with the weekend, that we had a reaction for the Michael Thomas news. Again, Michael Thomas going to miss the start of the season after undergoing ankle surgery. Sounds like he's going to miss multiple weeks into the season. Week 6 bye, week 7, a very possible return date for the Saints All-Pro wide receiver. So, again, we have to adjust. Hopefully Michael Thomas gets back soon, and we'll see what happens to the rest of the Saints offense going forward in 2021. Have a great weekend, though, everybody. Appreciate it. Adam Pfeiffer for D-Bro. Have a great weekend. Like I said, we'll be back next week for some more fantasy football content, mock drafts, underdog drafts, all that great stuff. Till then, we'll talk to you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Fade the Chalk with Derek and Adam. Make sure to follow your hosts and the podcast on Twitter at @DBRO_FFB, at @APPfeiffer24, and at @ChalkFade. Smash that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode.